More of us are eating out than ever before, and so the range of options for dining out is quite broad. So let's take a look and see how we can tackle the takeout or the takeaway or the sort of eating out principle.
I think it's an excellent topic, Cameron, because as you say, a lot of us are eating out a little bit more these days. There are a variety of great choices. But sometimes we've got to make some choices within the choices to make sure it doesn't have too big an impact on our weight.
All righty. Well, look, let us think about going to a restaurant. We've picked one out. So how do we plan our meal?
We've come up with five simple suggestions. And the first one is if you've identified your restaurant, an important aspect is to identify where in the restaurant you're going to sit and what you wear. And that's an interesting point because there's been some studies from the UK and the US that has a look at what people eat depending on where they sit in the restaurant. So if they sit in quieter spots, they tend to eat a little bit less. If they go to a buffet, the further away from the food they sit, the less they eat. If they sit with their back to the buffet, they tend to eat less. And if they peruse what is on the buffet before they start eating, they tend to eat less. So certainly where you sit in the restaurant is very important. Another interesting fact in that regard was they found with some studies from Germany that restaurants who reduced the temperature in the restaurant by about just 2 degrees Celsius, people increase their intake by 20%. So if you do tend to get a little bit cold when you go to a restaurant, maybe take a jumper with you because you might find that you overeat because it's a little bit cold.
Is that a tactic that some restaurants may employ?
I think it is. It's what they've found is that the hormones that control your appetite don't tend to work as well at lower temperatures. And so when it's colder in the restaurant, you might be tempted to eat a little bit more. So take a jumper, sit up at the back of the restaurant, and if you go to a buffet, just decide what you want to eat when you do eat and pick it out that way.
Well, look, we've picked out a nice table far enough away.
Yep.
However, we know it's a busy restaurant, so the waiter comes around. Would you like a pre-dinner drink, sir?
The answer is I don't think so at the moment because what we've found is that alcohol stimulates our appetite, okay? So we find that when you have an alcoholic drink before your meal, you tend to be a little bit hungrier when you do go to eat. And it also impairs your body's ability to feel full. So that pre-dinner drink might tempt you to start eating a lot more as soon as you start. So just be a little bit careful with that. Maybe a glass of wine with the dinner, but the pre-dinner drink, apart from the calories you're adding in, might also mean that you tend to eat a little bit more.
Okay, so we've got the menu in front of us and we're sitting down and I noticed there are the extras.
This is what happens, isn't it? You go to a lot of restaurants and on the table there might be some bread or in some restaurants there might be some nuts. In some places there might be some cheese and crackers. And we have this temptation. We've talked about the 2 meter rule before. If something's within 2 meters of you, you tend to go to eat it. And so they're the extra calories that you can try and avoid. If you can control the urge, not have those little nibblies before the meal, I think that would be good. Other extras that are often offered in a restaurant, they'll often offer sauces or gravies with your meals. The less of those you can add, the better. Chips is a big problem. Okay, the chips taste nice, but a minute on the lips and a month on the hips. And we've got to be a little bit careful with chips. In fact, I did a menu review for one of the local clubs here in Port Macquarie, and we found that the meal with the chips actually increased the calories by twofold.
Oh,
so,
really?
So the chips were as much as the protein that was being served
because
with it.
Because the chips are made of potato.
That's right, and they're deep fried in oil, and they're tasty. And once you start, you tend to keep going. So maybe I won't have the chips tonight. I'll have a salad with that. And when you have your salads, I won't have the white dressing. I'll have a vinaigrette.
So avoid the chips. And avoid the sides, the garlic breads, the other breads.
The nuts and things like that.
Exactly, and layering up your meal with those thick, yummy sauces.
So we've done well so far. We've got through to the main course. Now, what have we got to be aware with the main course? And What we do know is that plate sizes in Australia have gone up from 25 centimetres to 31 centimetres in the last 40 years. So the plates are bigger. So what happens with bigger plates? We put more food on them. And in restaurants, we tend to find that the portion sizes are far too big. So we've talked about before just keeping an eye on the amount of protein in those meals. Piece of red meat, about size your palm, chicken up to your knuckles, fish your whole hand. Just make sure the protein's not too big. Try and fill the plate up on with vegetables. A good serving of vegetables with an adequate size serve of protein will fill you up. So just be aware the portion sizes are too big. If you find when you go to your restaurant the portions are just too big and there's too much food there, maybe you have a meal between you, or maybe you ask for a doggy bag and take a lot of it home with you.
Yes, I can see the ruler coming out on schnitzel night.
Yes, you've got to be a little bit careful with the schnitzel night. I went with my wife to one of the restaurants in Port, and we decided to just have a schnitzel between us, and we found that that was filling enough. You know, half a schnitzel and some vegetables, and it certainly was filling enough.
Okay, so we've made it through the main course.
We're almost there, aren't we? We've got down to dessert, and I'm going to introduce a new rule. We've talked about the 2 metre rule. With things being within 2 metres of us, we tend to eat them. The next rule's for dessert. It's what I might call the 3-bite rule. So with the dessert, something will come out, and it'll be very energy rich, and you perhaps don't need it, but you do want it. But a lot of the times, all you want is the taste for it. So why don't you just try 3 bites? Just try 3 bites and then put your spoon down and then just wait. Because what you might find is that 3 bites is enough to tempt the palate. It gives you that feeling of, gee, that's really nice. But you don't need to eat the rest of the dessert. So maybe try the 3-bite rule on your dessert.
As long as the waiter doesn't come out and go, monsieur, you're not happy with the dessert?
Well, I'm always happy with it, but I just can't fit it in. It is very nice.
You have perhaps eaten too much before.
Oui.
It is all right, monsieur. I shall take that away before you attempt it.
I think that's a very good point, Cameron. If it lies there in front of you, then you might be tempted to keep going. So, yeah, the quicker the waiter can come and take that away, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's some sensible, practical tips there to making sure that your restaurant experience...
And enjoy your night out. It's one of the pleasures in life, eating, and we need to do it as regularly as we can, but we've got to be a little bit careful.
Peter, as always, thank you so much for these great tips. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks' time.
I look forward to it, Cam.